Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hey, Tam, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to say some things because I know this podcast is going to air today. And I've gotten some messages, and I wanted to say, just like Heather Gay and her black eye, I do not remember being a twat on the last podcast and ending abruptly. And we're just going to leave it at that. And you guys can make up your own assumptions.
I didn't think you were that bad. You got a little ass bit because I told you, Vicky said that never happened. And then you were on a mission to talk to her. I'm like, no, it's okay. So I text her and said, Teddy's upset, da da da. And she said, it's no big deal.
Well, I know what was a big deal, me looking through my phone log and seeing that I had apparently called her. And I had written up texts that thank God I did not send. You know those moments where
it's
like,
oh my God, how much did you drink?
Well, I think it was the timing. And you know how just sometimes it
just
hits
answer
you
the
hard.
Question.
I mean, at the same amount you did. We both had that. I mean, we did three podcasts. And
three
I had
hours of drinking. Yeah, I drank a half a bottle of champagne. And
I think I may have drank more than half throughout the time. And anyways, the fact that I was able to move through that smoothly once I was around my family and able to just, we're just pretending that that day didn't happen.
I didn't think it was that bad. I don't think it was that bad. Do you know what did happen?
What?
I passed my motorcycle test.
Your motorcycle?
My motorcycle. I passed it. I was super nervous about it. I don't think I've told you on the pod yet, but so when I went in to take my motorcycle test, they told me, guess what? You have to take your driving test too, because it's been over a year since you've ever taken it. It's been over a year. It's been like 40 years. What are you talking about? I took it, you know, when I was 15 or whatever it was. And so I had to take it. I said, take one test. The motorcycle, whichever one you want first. So I took the motorcycle test. You know, it's 25 questions. I passed it. Then I took my driving test and I failed it. So I did the walk of shame. I went up to the counter and said, I failed my driving test. He says, okay, do you want to take it again? But remember, if you take it three times and you fail it, they revoke your driver's license.
What?
I go, what? What? My driver's license isn't even expired yet. It doesn't even expire for another year. Like, why would you do that to me? He says, well, then pass it. And I said, okay, I'm going to pass it. So I went back, just took the driving test. and I passed it. So now I am legally able to ride a motorcycle on the street.
No matter how legal you are to ride a motorcycle on the street, I will never be riding on the back of your motorcycle.
No, you won't. So Harley Davidson delivered a live wire electric Harley to me yesterday.
What?
Yep. Eddie had delivered yesterday. So I'll take pictures. I'll show it to you. We're going out today. That's why I have my Harley shirt on. We're going to go for a ride today. It's a pretty badass looking bike, but it's electric. So you don't have to shift. I can shift. I know how to shift. I've been riding a dirt bike forever, but you don't have to shift on it. So it just make one less thing you have to worry about.
Well, so. I have a question. When you guys are wanting to take your Harley somewhere out of town, do you just put them in the back of your truck? How do you get them up there?
Well, I don't know. I've never done this before. When we do dirt bikes, we put them in the back of Eddie's truck and then we take it to the desert. But this is just for streets. So I can just take off from my house. I mean, I'm not going to go long distance. So,
well, you realize how nervous this makes me considering, do you know how Slate broke her arm?
Oh, I was meaning to ask you how.
Everybody that's messaging me, this is why we don't like motorized scooters. It was on, not motorized, just regular run of the mill scooter. And here's the craziest part is she's on the scooter. She like, you know, where there's like a crack, she had a helmet on, but she didn't have, when you ride the scooters, you can't wear the hand things. Cause then you can't hold onto the scooter. So she was like bumped a crack, fell, thought she was fine. Like the thing she was worried the most about was like, she had, you know, when you like get
like a little road rash,
road rash on her hand. So whatever, we go about our day on Tuesday. She goes to basketball camp, like just all
this. She had like a little hairline fracture in there.
Well, and then at the end of the day, she looked at me and she's like, "Mom, I haven't wanted to complain, but like there's something that feels like weird near my thumb." And I was like, "Okay, here's the thing. Your mom is an exaggerator when it comes to pain. I can't help myself. So I just need to know how bad, like if I didn't take you to the doctor right now, would you want to go ride your horse in the morning?" And she said, no. And she has never
was
turned
it
down
swollen?
Long. No, but she, it was starting to get to the point where it was like looking like it wasn't having that much like there wasn't much access.
Was it bruised yet?
No.
Okay. We're going to talk about bruising. You know, bruising takes a little while.
Yeah,
so we're going to talk about bruising.
So we go in and immediately, like I can tell, but you know when the tech can tell, but they're trying not to tell
say
you
anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So I say, because I know I'm going to have the tech's going to take the x-ray and then it's going to be a minute before the doctor comes in. I'm like, oh, can I take a picture of it? And he was like, no, probably because he knew I was going to text to somebody or do whatever. And he didn't want somebody else.
I'm surprised you asked. I would have just done it.
I was trying, but then he was like I was like, listen, we know each other. I'm the one that has the ankle issues. He's like, yeah, I know. And you're not taking a picture of this. And I was like, fine. So then they came in. And I guess the bigger issue was because of the location that she fractured is prone to like different blood clotting. She had to go get a scan right after.
Nothing goes easy at that house over there.
No, nothing. So, but luckily we found out yesterday, the scan came back. She does not need surgery. It's, you know, we're good to go. January 3rd, she goes in and gets a different type of cast where she can do, but honestly, having a cast now, you can still shower and swim like, it's not like having
can
a
she ride? Can she still ride her horse?
She can still ride, but we decided she rode yesterday just because she wanted to. And then I said, like, let's give Evan just 2 weeks off and just enjoy the holidays and just let him be a horse for 2 weeks. Turn him out, let him live his best life, and then we'll come back after we get back from Orange County.
That actually happened to one of my kids too, and riding a scooter. Wasn't back then, they didn't have the electric ones. They were just coming out with it, but fell, landed wrong, broke.
But then you feel like such an asshole that like I didn't immediately think she should go to the hospital. But she wasn't. You think
Spencer had a crack on the top of his foot for a week before we took him to the hospital. So don't feel bad because you just don't know. Like, especially if the kid you have a
doesn't
kid
cry doesn't really complain. Or anything.
So for me personally, I was probably 10 on the way to the desert to go dirt bike riding with my parents. And I told my mom halfway there, Mom, I feel like my finger is hurting. And I show her, and I don't know if you can see this finger, but it's like totally.
Oh, yeah. Looks like mine.
It's totally deformed. Oh, you have one too?
Yeah.
So she looks at it and she's like, holy shit. I go, yeah, I was playing like dodgeball or something and it jammed. It was a spiral break all the way down into my wrist. So, I mean, I wasn't a complainer. Have you finished Christmas shopping?
My Christmas shopping is complete.
It was probably complete back in November, right?
It's been complete and I've hit it in the guest room. But like the fact, I'm sure they've
Are they wrapped?
Yes. Oh, and I'm sure they've already gone in and figured out what is who, because I do it by certain wrapping paper. So anything from us is under the tree. Anything that's from Santa.
Do you wrap Santa's presents or?
Yes, not? But each child gets different wrapping per Santa. But
do
I wrap all
your kids believe?
No, I don't think Slate does. I know Bella doesn't, obviously. She's, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know what my ex used to do every Christmas Eve? It was, such a good dad moment. I'll give him props for this. He would smoke the house up with this, like a fogger, put red and green lights flashing in front of the Christmas tree. I would wake the kids up. He'd be in a full-blown Santa outfit with bells and everything. And I'd wake the kids up like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
They'd
peek over the stair railing and he'd wave to them and then take off. So they believed for a very long time. Isn't that? I mean, that was.
Did I tell you that my Christmas wish is coming true?
What?
Edwin has let us know that the entire family is going to the Rams game on Christmas Day.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Is that really your Christmas wish? Or are you being sarcastic?
No, couldn't be less of a Christmas wish. But
Because I would rather poke my eyeballs out.
Yeah. So I was like, first thought was Dove. Like what? Okay. Already at his house, we stay up till midnight on Christmas Eve to open the gifts. Like it's all part of like his family's thing. Then we're going to come back. We have Christmas morning. And then he's like, so Teddy, the good news is I didn't invite anybody else to the game. I'm like, what game? And he's like, to the Rams game. It's going to be a family affair. I'm like, my family,
like whose family? Family? Do you have a family I don't know about?
Your other family, hopefully, not the ones that you're looking at right now. And you can see Slate's face and like pure panic. And he's like, both, you know, Slate, we don't get Bella for Christmas this year. We get her for New Year. So we don't have Bella on Christmas Day. Lucky Bella. But he's like, so Dove, you, Cruz, Slate, and then Cruz and Slate can both bring a friend. I'm like, I want you to try to think about how easy it's going to be to find friends to come with them on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, yeah, that would be tough.
And then I go, and how do you think Dove's going to be at a football game all day long with no nap? And he goes, well, maybe you could try to find a sitter for her.
Oh, bring her to my house. I'm actually going to have Ava Christmas Day. She can't come over Christmas Eve because she's with her mother. So I'm doing a Christmas Eve. So two Christmases. I think I'm not doing the traditional Christmas. I think I'm going to have an Italian Christmas.
What, like pasta and
making
stuff
lasagna
like that?
And maybe chicken piccata or however you say it. And then you know what my big present is for Christmas this year, right?
What?
I'm getting a belly button.
Oh, yeah, you are getting a belly button.
I'm getting a belly button. Well,
it's going to be are you going to get a belly piercing as well?
No, I'm not. So, you know, those of you who don't know, I had emergency surgery in the middle of the night for my abdomen because I had a hernia that burst my stomach wall. They had to open me up completely. Well, now 10 years later, I'm having some issues. And so I was talking to a doctor, I can never say his last name, Mowads, I think, Donald. He's an associate with Dr. Ambe out of his office. And Ambe's like, I ain't touching you. That stomach is messed up. So essentially, I'm getting a tummy tuck is what I'm getting. I said, well, is it really?
I was going to say, can we quit beating around the bush? Because we mentioned this last week. So let's just give
all Well, that's basically what it is. But I said, well, since you're opening me up and you're taking out scar tissue, you're going to rebuild the belly button. Can you suck out fat? He goes, you don't have any fat on your stomach. And I said, I'm sure you can find some. And he says, but you do have some extra skin, so I will take that off. And right. I said, okay, if I'm going to go in. But I'm really nervous about it because when I had my abdominal surgery, the middle of the night, it was the worst pain I've ever been in. But then it was a lot of work. But he told me this is going to be a lot of work. He goes, I'm giving myself 5 hours. I have to dissect through all that scar tissue. You have mesh in your stomach. You have all this stuff. So now I'm scared. I ordered a recliner to sleep in.
Please stop.
Oh, wait. And so, listen, so I went to Wayfair. Yes, I'm going to give it. I'm giving it to you. And then it's one of those, no, that literally tilts up to the standing position and then electrically goes back to recline. And it's got heat and massage. So my bedroom's not that big. I do have like a little sitting area in there. So I'm going to take that furniture out, put it in there, and I'm going to sleep there for 2 weeks in that recliner, or however long it takes. I don't know.
I didn't sign on to do a podcast with somebody who is 94 years old.
I know. Like, I just told my mom, and my mom goes, those are for old people. I go, I'm anticipating major pain. I'm going to have a pain pump in me.
Well, I'll be in OC for a couple of days. I will offer to help you.
I'm going
to
ask him if he can chisel my abs, because with this mesh and everything
but
I have
in there.
But sometimes
when people get those chiseled abs,
it looks fake.
They look fake. And
This is more of a revision. Okay. So.
Okay. We have to get through host chat questions because I'm sorry. You guys gave me a little bit of a tongue lashing. We didn't do long enough recaps last time because we did 842 other topics. Okay.
Well, it's because you were mad and you slammed down your computer screen.
You know what's like you've never been mad before, and I can't wait to recap you being mad this year on The Real Housewives of Orange County. So sorry we're not drinking today, but I felt like after, you know, earlier in the week's behavior, maybe I should reel it in.
I'm going
sparkling
on my holly.
Water and a coffee. Okay, so these are the host chat questions.
These are ones that fans?
Yeah. Does Bravo purchase the reunion looks for you guys?
No.
Options, which I always would send options, and any options that I loved was never the one that I picked. Never the one they picked.
Right. So I would do how we do it on OCs, we'll send three options. But yeah. A lot of times, if it's a specific color, like not for the reunion, but for anything, gallery shots or whatever, they want three. Sometimes some of the colors are either not in season or they're hard to find. So
and they look weird together.
Yeah. So sometimes I can just maybe come for two, and then they have the final decision because it's how it looks on camera.
Okay. The next one is, which housewife plays the game the best? I don't know the answer to this question.
Which
I think it depends.
Plays the game the best. I guess from every franchise.
Who do you think's the highest paid housewife?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
No idea. But plays the game the best. But I think Kyle plays the game. She knows how to work it. And when we say play the game, it's to get storyline moving to when, you know, a lot of times we'll sit at a table and the girls will talk about stuff that no one gives a shit about that's never going to air.
And it's like, keep it moving. Nobody cares. We don't want to hear about the last movie you watch.
Yeah. Or we don't want to hear what your neighbor said down the street. Like,
no one cares.
I'm really good at getting storyline to move. You always have one staple person in the franchise that does that.
The next question is, did Kyle go to Kathy's holiday party? Not to my knowledge. No, I haven't been invited since I was pregnant my final year. Brandy asked me this yesterday.
And what do you mean? Were you on her podcast? I think I saw
Course. And she like asked me a couple of things where I was like, what? Like not things I would have never even thought she was going to ask. She asked, and I was like, okay.
Did you answer honestly?
Yeah, I did. I answered honestly.
Is it out today?
I don't know if it's out today, but like one thing that I felt a little awkward about answering was she asked me who I think should be back. And of course I said her, but then she's like, what about you? And then I was, you feel like such a douche lord. Like, I'm like, well, it's not that I'm like dying to go back, but I also think there were parts that I did well.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm in a different place, but you also don't want to be like, no, and pretend that you're Bethany and you would never go back.
Right. So but it's also different if you went and said, yes, they need me back desperately. Like you would
Which
never
say
that.
Say.
I mean,
no.
Yeah. Like the same answer I'd give. Would you want to go back? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's like, it is what it is. The next question
Why is our group text blowing up right now? Was there some breaking news?
Oh, did some shit happen? Oh my God, it is. We're getting lots of texts.
Oh, are this the looks?
My gosh, the looks, you guys.
Salt Lake City looks came out. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
All right. So our first one for the Salt Lake reunion look, which I'm surprised she's there, is Angie H. She is wearing an autumn type dress, would you say?
It's kind of like a gold champagne color and it has an evil eye on the hip. Did you see that?
No, I think you're looking at the wrong Angie. Blonde Angie?
I'm looking at Angie K.
No, blonde
oh my
Angie,
God.
For Peter's sake.
I don't care about her.
Well, she is the first one that came up. Okay, then we've got Whitney, who's in the floor length coral dress.
Yeah, pretty.
Her hair is longer.
And it's just slicked back behind her ear. She kind of reminds me of Nicole in this picture, Nicole from Miami.
The only thing I don't love about this dress is the length. Like, why does it have a train? Is it supposed to have a train or did we just not get it hemmed in time?
I think it's supposed to have a train. I like it. I think it's pretty. I think it's, and also you got to think about it as a sit down dress. It's flowy, okay, but it's tight in the right spots.
Angie K looks a little bit frightened in this photo. She's got, she's wearing the gold. There's a bodice to it.
Greek goddess.
Remember the dress that, who wore it from Atlanta that had the bodice that was showing through? Who is the new housewife on Atlanta?
Was it Nicole?
No, Atlanta. New housewife on Atlanta.
So it's gold. It's got like a corset, see-through corset. It's pretty. She's got a evil eye sash or like a, what's it called?
I saw, Sonia. It kind of is like Sonia's dress, but it's gold. But I saw somebody wearing the evil eye outfit yesterday when I was walking through Beverly Hills. And all I did was think about you, Tam.
No, you did not. Somebody else has that outfit?
Yes.
The blue one?
Yes. I saw the whole thing.
It's like a Disney character.
Okay. Dana is in, I don't know, what is this color considered? More of an orangey than a coral?
It's in a burnt orange.
A burnt orange.
And it has a cape.
I actually think she looks like a superhero in this. Like there's something, yeah, there's very strong.
Something very strong about it. It's a chiffon cape with a satin or silk dress. And then she's got some kind of hair piece going.
Her hair's not gray in this. So I love her gray hair in her confessionals, but in
gray hair.
Oh yeah. In her confessionals, she has gray hair. Like it's all gray through here. So she's darkened it up for this. Oh my gosh. Meredith. All right. This dress I love, but the amount of face app on this photo
is too much.
It's too much. Like we can't, like her body looks amazing. The dress is stunning. It's a gold, velvety type dress. Everything's stunning, but the face app amount is too much in my opinion.
Can I tell you a real quick funny story about face app? Eddie recently saw a housewife and in person and said, "Oh my God, she looks so different." I go, "That's because her," he goes, "she looks so different than Instagram." I go, "That's because all her pictures are face up."
Oh no. One of our favorites is not one of my favorite reunion looks.
Barlow.
Lisa Barlow, the shoes with this length dress is a no for me. Okay. So she is
I
in
hate
a,
that length dress.
I hate.
Rather
unless
shorter,
you're like, unless you're like 6 foot tall. Okay. So her hair and face looks beautiful. The top of the dress is nice. It's cream, but it comes down to mid calf.
Calf, chin. It's like mid shin. It's not long and it's not short.
And then she's got on a ankle strap shoe, which I really dislike that combination. Yeah. But
still love her.
Oh, for Peter's sake. Now we're on to Heather. Which, fine, the dress is pretty.
The shoes.
But the shoes, the Christmas present shoes.
I have those shoes in pink.
Did you wear it with a floor-length burnt orange gown?
I have
gown?
Them sitting right there.
I might need you to show me what you're going to wear them with before you go. Is it with your Harley Davidson sweatshirt?
You're going to die.
Yep, those are them. Are those the Accuzera or however you say it? Or
These are Amazon.
Oh, those are Amazon.
Amazon. I got them on Amazon. Yeah, and I've never worn them.
Okay, you probably never should after seeing this.
I thought they were pretty to wear a pink blazer. Then I didn't realize they were knockoffs of an actual shoe. And I said, nope, I'm not doing that.
Well, I think they all look great. What I do realize is that the two Angies are there because what I've just realized as through scrolling through all the photos is Jen is definitely not there. But anyways, we're moving on now to the New Jersey trailer.
Oh my God. I sent that trailer to our showrunner and I'm like, this is how a trailer should be done. Hint, hint.
I mean,
the music.
Okay. Well, first off, things are getting hairy. There's a lot of every moment of every pin going into Teresa's hair. I also need to know, does this mean that Teresa's not getting a wedding spinoff? That was a lot to be shown of a wedding.
I thought that she was getting like a one episode thing about her wedding.
They showed a lot in the trailer, if that's the case. Also, put me in a tank and call me Frank. I mean, I would fight for Dolores. Name. I would put fight me. For Dolores.
If you were Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually, did you see the clip where he says, I'm going to cry? I mean, I just love Frank so much. He's just such a sweet, nice guy. Like, yeah. Dolores, what's going on? He made a mistake years ago.
He's made a million mistakes. It's time for Dolores to move on. She likes the new guy, but we still, of course, we want to fight for Frank. But I also have another question for you. Am I the only one over 40 that has absolutely no interest in being a bridesmaid in anybody's wedding?
Oh, I'm with
like
you on
all
that.
This fighting over like. Don't, you know what? I'm going to save everybody the trouble. Don't ask me to be in your wedding.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm not going to have another wedding. So you're clear there.
How do you feel about this new Danielle?
Oh, I've talked to her a little bit on Instagram. She actually had DM'd me a few years back about just commenting on something that I posted, but because I didn't follow her at the time, I didn't see it. So I started following her. I like her a lot. She's feisty. She's funny. She's pretty. We'll
she's
see.
Giving roots, hoops, and eyebrows. 10 out of 10. We barely see Jackie in this.
We barely see Melissa in this.
I mean, we see a montage of Teresa's wedding, flashbacks to Teresa and Melissa arguing. Dolores saying people think Frank's the man of my life. He's not. Margaret and Jennifer and Melissa are yelling. Bill and Jennifer are so wasted. Oh, then they say something. They're on a downward spiral with her marriage. And then I started thinking about BravoCon. Didn't we saw Bill at the beginning, but did we see him at the end?
I don't remember seeing him at all. I remember seeing her and talking to her. Somebody said that she had dissed me on a panel, what not to do on TV. And she said, do a bathtub scene.
Oh, well, that's not a huge diss.
No, there was more to it. I pulled a Teddy. I went up and asked her. She's like, no, I love you. I go, okay, good. I thought you were dissing me. Because you know how one person tells another person, the next thing you know, they hate you and all this stuff.
Then we meet Rachel. She's the glamorous Tim Burton character. I didn't fully... I'm going to have to see more of her. And then what about the biggest part, which is when Jennifer says she heard rumor that she saw Melissa in the backseat making out with another guy.
I hope it's not true. I just spent time with Melissa and Joe. And I even said to Eddie, I go, look, he's by her side the entire time. Like I'm up.
Were they making out?
No, they weren't making out, but they were.
But I mean, I don't make out. Yeah, he was. Okay. Then the trailer ends.
By the way, you'd be happy to know, twice this week.
You did?
Twice, yes.
Good job.
I know.
Good job.
I think Eddie might have heard the podcast. He's like, you need to be more loving to me, more affectionate to me. And I said, first of all, I will admit I am not the most affectionate person. My entire family. When we leave a room, we do like the, what's it called? Like the Irish goodbye or whatever. We just like.
Yeah, you disappear.
You disappear. Well,
two being that it's only Thursday, that's pretty good. You still got one more in you.
We always get a Sunday in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Then the trailer ends with Teresa saying she always wanted to keep me and my brother apart and she got her wish. It's a good trailer. It's a lot of fighting. It's a
good ass trailer. The gallery shot is beautiful. With the lighting and the blues and the purples. And it's just really pretty. What are they sitting on?
Those are tour cases. Like when you go on tour, you have like, that's where you put all the camera equipment.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But I'm confused why only Teresa gets to have a light blue. But either way, maybe it's just the lighting.
Probably because there's no more dresses out there in that color.
Yeah, even, I mean, I like it. I think
there's only so many dresses on Revolve.
True. So then, you know, we have there's been some comments by Danielle Staub saying she would now return to the Real Housewives of New Jersey to reveal the truth about Teresa and Melissa's feud. In the video, Danielle says, considering the current situation with the sister-in-laws, and I don't want to say too much, I would definitely come back and collect my paycheck to clear up the situation because I'm the only one with the truth. Being as the other one with the truth isn't speaking her truth. Neither is her husband. I'm happy to clear it up.
I don't care. Go away. Do you care about her? And what she has?
No, but I don't.
She always has something to say.
I do think she always has something to say, but I also think she's good television. And really? I wouldn't mind having her back. I wouldn't. I mean, because it's not like you can say, when it comes to Jersey, you can't be like, oh, one person fights harder than the other. They all will rip your eyes out if they have.
Okay, you need to say this next story because I need you to sing it.
Okay. Hold on.
And I can't sing.
Lisa Barlow teams up with Wendy's and changes the lyrics from Oh Christmas Tree to Oh Wendy's, Oh Wendy's. No, I love
sing
your
it. I want
tree.
You to sing it.
I know. Want to know the secret behind my voice? Warming up with Wendy's holiday peppermint frosty. It is literally insane. So good, you guys. Go out and get one. And then here's the song. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Wendy's. Oh, Wendy's. I love your Christmas treats.
Oh, my God. Why didn't they hire you? Yay. They should have hired you.
Wendy's next time. I mean, I didn't even practice that. I didn't even know it was on the rundown.
Your sponsored posts are slow this year. Can you pick me next time?
Oh, Wendy's. I do want to do. We don't have enough
A Christmas
time.
Album?
I no, for us on the 12 days of Christmas for housewives. On the first day of Christmas, my housewife gave to me one awkward bath scene, two, you know, whatever the hell it's going to be. This is just the starting point. I'm
okay,
not a
well,
songwriter.
You have to do it now. Sing the whole song now because Christmas is on Sunday.
Ugh, anyway, I was trying to do a good impression of Lisa singing. I did the best.
It was great.
But Lisa Barlow was very activated on Twitter last night against Jen Shah.
Oh, God. Jen Shah, you need to disable your Twitter. You need to.
So she's, hey, Whitney Rose, why are you blaming me for Heather's black eye tonight? It was so very 1621 of you. I guess you can't hide the insurrection spirit for long. And then it's somebody kissing. Then it's Lisa Barlow. Oh, are you talking about your bestie? Look at you trying to incite hate for Whitney Wild Rose. Then it's, I can keep them coming. And it's more pictures of Jen Shah. I mean, there's just too much. Lisa Barlow blocked you. I can't even go into the amount of Twitter, but we have one more moment in regards to Lenny from Miami before we get into the actual breakdowns, because we're already at like 20. I don't know how time has gone by so fast.
I know, but we have so much fun together.
I know, because I love you so much. But Lenny claims hot mic moment was edited to make Lisa look innocent. Lenny Hochstein claims his shocking hot mic moment was edited in his estranged wife Lisa Hochstein's favor. The plastic surgeon tells Page Six exclusively that he thinks the Real Housewives of Miami producers intentionally left out some of the commentary and further alleges that he repeatedly told Lisa he wanted a divorce. The fact is, I told her dozens of times. She just either didn't care or didn't take me seriously, Lenny tells us. The hot mic was edited and they didn't air the part of me complaining about her constant partying. They just put in a small part about me saying how I just go to work and home and she does whatever she wants, which makes me you know what, this makes me want to start with Miami, even though we're supposed to start with Salt Lake. I want to start with Miami, so can we go down, because there were some things.
I had a lot of notes for Miami this time, 3 pages.
I think you can see that how toxic that relationship has been for such a long time. And the fact that the mother-in-law is involved and...
Well, just the fact that the mother-in-law called her when they haven't had a great relationship.
I think it shows... I mean, to me, what it showed was these two have been in a very bad place for a very long
time.
But
what a piece of shit to bring the woman to the house when Lisa's gone with his kids there. If that's what happened, that's what they were saying on the show.
Apparently once they were asleep or what, there's no right or wrong answers, but we don't know if they've been how long they've been broken up, how long this has really been going on. Because think about it, when you decide to share that your marriage is over, I don't think you share it the day after when you're on a reality show.
I think she knew. I mean, look, just doing the flashbacks, they weren't just from this year. I think there were some from prior years. You could see he's just, you know, not into it.
They showed last year, the year before. But I mean, there was a moment when Kiki's talking about how you can tell by Lenny's head shape what kind of person he is.
Oh my God, that killed me.
Not me like holding up a picture of Edwin's face and like trying to analyze.
And then she said, bald guys cheat. And then that she was doing her confessional and she looked at one of the crew. She's like, you're bald, you cheat. He's like, no, I don't.
I mean, and then I think that the other part that drove me a little bit, it just annoyed me. It's like, you could tell, regardless of what your thoughts are about Lisa, is she is having a full-on breakdown. And Adriana and Julia can't even be bothered to get up from their leftover spicy tuna rolls to go listen in real time.
Well, you know how I feel about both of them.
But I honestly, here's the problem. Even when we get to where Alexia and Julia have the conversation about prostitution, Alexia is 100% in the wrong here. 1,000,000%
right,
in the wrong.
She apologized.
But Julia bugs me so much, I forget that Alexia is in the wrong.
But she would not let it go. She would not let it go. She kept going and going and going and going. It's like, just stop it. And it just leads me to believe that Julia is doing the thing she's doing on the show this year to make herself more relevant. And it's coming off as fake and phony. And It just doesn't, I don't like
well,
it.
Well, I think she's just, I don't know. I don't think Julia is involved in really any part of the conversation unless it has something to do with her.
Right.
And so then whenever it does come to her, she's so excited about the fact of being able to fight about something, even when somebody says they made a mistake, they shouldn't have said it. Because right. then Julia tells Alexia that she mocked Russian women and tells Alexia that she lives off drug money. Alexia says she lost her ex and was victim to being married to a man who was a drug dealer. And then Adriana gets involved and says, you claim that you never take money from a man, but you're wearing a $50,000 watch.
Adriana is so jealous of everybody. It's disgusting. Like it was her birthday. Her best friend showed up with a video from her husband. He gave her this watch. By the way, I've never seen that watch before in my life. Have you?
I have.
I've never seen it.
A couple of girls on Beverly Hills have that watch.
They do. So what is it? It's a watch that wraps around your wrist?
Yeah, it wraps. There's like three wraps. But the one that Adriana had on, I believe, is platinum. And the one that, or white gold, I don't know. And the one that Alexia got was gold or rose gold. So that's why there was the discrepancy in price, because I looked it up.
Oh, my God. I have the big old Rolex. I wear it once in a great while, and it never has the right time on it because I never set it. Because I use my phone if I want to see what time it is. But have you seen the Cocaine Cowboy documentary?
Of course I have.
Okay, so this is about Alexia's husband?
Her ex-husband. And it's a really good documentary. You learn a lot. You learn about they met at a young age, and you see the relationship between the children, and how they didn't have their father because of jail, and all of it. It's
okay. I'm gonna have to watch it. I'm gonna have 2 weeks really good of sitting in my recliner with my
It's very non-housewifey. There's two, by the way, though. There's two Cocaine Cowboys documentary. Make sure you watch the correct one that is about Alexia's husband.
Okay. How much do we know about Lisa? Because I just found out tonight that Lisa was, or actually today, she was a cocktail waitress in Las Vegas. Did you know that?
I didn't hear the Vegas part. I just heard cocktail waitress, and she married him.
In her 20s.
And she's always lived and breathed him. And, I don't know. I mean, I look at old pictures of her and I'm like, she was so beautiful then and she looked so happy. And now, did he create this new version of her, or did she do this because she wanted to try to keep him? How do you think Gertie's husband feels about her saying she hasn't been divorced yet?
Oh my God. I have that on my notes. When I went, oh girl, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that. Like, I understand she was just saying, she should have just said, I haven't been divorced. But then she threw in yet, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, now he's booked up looking at his prenup. He's like,
oh my God.
But I think this episode, it shows a lot of finally getting to where, we've been waiting to get to this whole time. But I thought it was a good episode. I thought it was a heavy episode.
It was, and it's official. Miami's my favorite franchise right now.
Miami is, and I think you could really see how, and Larsa is growing on me again. You know how I go in waves with Larsa, but
yeah.
I think that Larsa was a really good friend to Lisa. I think that she is right. If you're Gertie or you're Larsa and you're in two completely different situations in your marriages, it's hard to give the same type of advice unless Gertie had said, listen, I've been cheated on as well. We've worked through it, but blah, blah, blah. Right. But if you're living in the world's most perfect marriage, I do think it's hard
to understand
what somebody else is going through.
Yeah.
I also think I'm glad that Lisa left and did not stay the entire trip, because then her parenting.
I was writing that too in my notes. Like, Lisa, you should just leave. You should just leave. And then when she left, then I got worried for her going home to that. And,
you have to remember they're still living in the same house.
I know. But how did you feel, like, what's Gertie's husband's name? Russell, is that his name? So he's like, she's explaining it to him, and he pulled an Edwin and an Eddie. Huh? Who are you talking about?
I know, and you can tell she gets pissed. She's like, ugh.
And then Nicole calls Anthony.
Oh, Anthony.
And Anthony he's an attorney. He's like, she needs to get an attorney. Like, what do you call it? Like a dick or a douchebag or a
piece of shit or something like that? I do.
Asshole. What kind of assholes does that? He can't kick her out. And he said, get her a lawyer ASAP.
I love Nicole. I love Nicole and her husband. I love both of them. I can't help it.
You and I were going to move into their house because it's so big they'll never know. And we're just going to join the cast.
They won't even know. It's fine. Let's just zip into town. Nicole and I, we've moved past DMing. I don't mean to brag, but we've moved on to text messaging.
You and Nicole?
Yeah. So I feel like we're at a place now where I can be like, you good for 10?
Oh, yeah. You're at a place where she's like, yeah, I can move in. Oh, my God. Let's move on to Salt Lake City.
Okay. Salt Lake. Let's take a little break. We'll come back and do Salt Lake.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
So we start Salt Lake, which
I love that I was texting you yesterday.
I was so pissed. I'm pissed like the way I'm going to slam my computer screen shut. Pissed. Just pissed in the fact.
You told me. I'm like, how is Salt Lake City? And you're like, you're going to be so mad.
And were you?
Yes. Yes.
Honestly, there's nothing that okay, first, the fact that we had to see the wiggling door handle and act as if that wasn't the girls coming over to party with her later and realizing that that's all that was. But hearing somebody repeatedly say, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, so I don't want to say anything, is such absolute bullshit. Yeah. Also, why when Jen came to her room?
But she was insinuating somebody punched her. She was insinuating it.
She was insinuating, but then also not. Like, and also when Jen came to her room, did you notice that she got the one individual? You know when you go and get Botox and they give you one little like ice cubey thing for your face? They had that. It was lip shape. Like, how did that, that's not in every freezer.
No, because you know why she had that? Because I know why. I'm breaking this right now. Because Heather did something to her eye at home. It was red when she showed up. She was applying makeup to cover up the redness of the bruise. It takes a couple days for a bruise to get black like that because it's the blood draining down.
Yeah.
So she had that little thing on her eye. So this whole thing pisses me off because they drug it out for so long. And I feel like it's just something that happened not even there.
And I also feel like it's going to be dragging production and the girls and everybody into it, because you can tell at first I thought she was going to be trying to drag like Whitney or one of the other girls into it that she didn't bring back to her room. But then you can see the shock in Whitney's face and everybody else's face. Nobody knows what the hell's going on. So either this happened before or she was drunk and sloppy and fell down and did something to herself. And those scratches that could also be lipstick marks, that could also be.
I know, I'm not believing the scratches. How about when Jen's like, oh my God, can I touch your eye? Like, why do you want to touch the eye? It's bruised. Why do you need to touch the eye? That's the last thing I would ask.
I think between that and
then, and her purposely closing the eye. Her eye was not swollen shut. She was purposely closing it.
And even then she, once again, the evil eye makes another appearance, not only for the gifts, but also for the eye patch. Where did that come from? I want to be like, which PA had to run out and go get that with the evil, right?
I don't know.
And then these women talking about crowdfunding, like it's a crime, as if Jin Cha didn't crowdfund the elderly. I don't understand.
She didn't crowdfund. She stole. Crowdfund's actually legal, right? Crowdfund's where you're like asking for money for to start a business.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why are they making such a big deal about this Lisa Barlow?
Because they don't understand it. Half of them were calling it the SEC. The half of them were calling the SEC. You know, I'm like, I had to have Eddie explain it to me. And even explaining it to me, I'm like, I don't understand. The Security Exchange Commission, I can't wrap my head around that.
Well, pretty much Dana tells Lisa that Meredith got information about Lisa's business, Vita. She said Vita was crowdfunding and SEC filing shows she is not making money. Lisa says the SEC filing is on a brand they own and not Vita. Lisa thinks Meredith is upset about the hot mic moment and retaliating. She said Meredith is trying to disparage her name and addresses the family. All of it. It's between this and the eye mystery of the whodunit is so bad. I mean,
it's almost as bad as Meredith's red dress with the fringe on the end, on the bottom, and the white.
Oh my God. I mean, it's as bad as the Lucy Juicy Apple Juicy storyline that I was involved
with. You're right.
Like, and that's a bad state of affairs when I can say it's as bad as that.
But it's truly like Lisa apologized for her hot mic moment. She was pissed off. She said like those things weren't true, whatever. It's just her, whatever. They probably 50% of them I'm sure were true. Yeah. And Meredith can't let it go. And I thought they were friends for like 20 years prior to that, which is so confusing. Like, why do you keep bringing it up?
And why, if you are going to choose one friend, so like I sit there and put myself in the situation, like if I'm with these group of girls and I have my options of who I want to be friends with, I'm going to have to pick Lisa Barlow over Jin Cha.
Oh.
No matter if Jin Cha has some really fun moments.
Speaking of Jin Cha, did you notice after the eyeball situation came out, she didn't say hardly any two words. She was very quiet the rest of the episode. Almost.
But did you see also where I think it was Lisa Barlow said, you came into my room naked and put your boobs on me?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, one of the women, I can't remember which one of the women was. So then it was like,
wait, who did that? Heather or Jen?
They said Jen did that, I think. So something along those lines, which leads me to believe.
I would have punched her in the nipple.
Give her a little nipple twister.
Punch her in the twat.
And then Whitney got all upset, like, no one came in my room.
Oh my God. Am I not pretty enough?
And then it closes out where Meredith tells Heather, Jen, and Angie K that Lisa sits there saying she is the richest bitch, but she can't afford a home and her husband can't keep a job. Lisa ends up confronting Meredith about it at dinner, and Heather asks Angie K if she came home and downloaded it all to Lisa. Heather says it is poor taste to host a dinner where you stir it up.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up, Heather.
Shut up, Heather. Why is she trying to keep Angie quiet? Does she not want her to be relevant on the show? Is that what she's worried about?
That it must be, because at this point, Angie's
intimidated by
confessionals
her.
Are good to me, because Angie's going, listen, if Lisa Barlow's broke and this is what broke looks like,
I want to be broke.
This is great. And I just, it's so irritating to me, this constant, either keep your sunglasses on and keep your eye patch and don't mention one freaking thing about your eye, or tell us.
It's the oh my God, look at me. Oh God, don't look at me.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to get anybody in trouble. The first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about it.
No.
It was annoying. But I got some interesting thoughts from fans. And they said that maybe Mary sent Jesus after Heather. I thought that was funny. That was from Bravo chat room. And then what was this? Heather Thompson said Jen Shah, her face had guilt written all over it.
I think they all know what happened. I think they're all trying to play it off. Queens of Bravo says it best when they say Heather and Meredith coming for Lisa Barlow for legally crowdfunding and being more than happy to discuss. Yet they say supporting a woman who was convicted of stealing funds from the elderly and lied to them about pleading guilty. Like, none of this all makes sense.
It doesn't.
And then the next one that really made sense to me in the fan thoughts, Heather is quickly going from fan favorite to the villain. And
oh, so for sure.
Often this happens because you start thinking, I know better than what production may be seeing or doing, and I'm going to try to create my own version of reality, which is not true.
A lot of people said that it looked fake. One person said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but Jen Shah is way too quiet. That's what I said. Yeah. I think it was an accident, but she's covering up for her. Nine Dave says this all seems fake to me.
Hold on. So you think that Jen Shah actually did it?
I think something happened because suddenly she was like, oh, and then Jen Shah's not quiet. She would have been in there, you know, and she's smart enough to know that if she starts in and this happened, somebody might have called her out.
But like, do you think it could become some sort of roughness in some area? And that's, I don't know. I just think her shocked face was way less. Meredith looked shocked. Whitney looked shocked. Angie looked shocked.
Jen Shah did not look shocked.
She did not look shocked.
It was staged.
And then to already have the.
And to be honest with you, that's what I hate. That makes a really bad housewife is when you stage things like that. I hate that. The camera never lies. Kathleen French taught me that years ago. If you're going to try to pull something off, because I was complaining about a cast member that would fake everything. She says, Tamara, the camera never lies. You could see right through it. And you can.
And I hope
Daves is right.
For the sake of us continuing to watch this, something is going to come out of it. Like, we're going to start hearing. I hope Dana gets more involved. I think Dana, even though she's pulling, like, she's just not in it, I think she's seeing it. She just doesn't know how to break through.
Yeah.
I hope she figures it out.
Next season, she'll figure it out. I think she's good. I like her a lot. I think she's kind of a voice of reason.
At this point, blonde Angie is starting to become.
Bye-bye. We saw her at the reunion, but as of now, I mean, other than the
only reason blonde Angie is out is because of Jen and Heather. But if Jen's gone and Heather's the villain, bring in the other Angie and let's see what she's got.
Oh, the other Angie K is going to have a snowflake for sure. And if she doesn't, I'm going to have to go over there and
something. And then a lot of people are just saying, I think Meredith is doing a lot of deflecting. They're happy that Lisa is not backing down. I mean, I think these both episodes were really good. I feel pretty good about going into the holidays under these two. And
when am I going to see you again? Like, when are we going to do a podcast? We're taking some time off.
Oh, yeah. So you guys know we take off. Well, lucky for you guys, we have two podcasts. One we did with Eva and one we did with Ebony. So they will drop because there won't be any new Housewife episodes.
Is there no Housewife episodes until after the first of the year?
Correct. Well, there's no Housewife episodes next week. So we'll have the two guests next week. So you guys can listen while you're on holiday with your family. Have so much fun. We love you guys.
Happy holidays.
Keep listening.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now. And they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.